Ready?
Start your day in the 208, Rabbi Meir, Silver.
Morning, everybody. I would like to discuss a few different aspects of Kiddush Levana. I'd like to start with an interesting question from the Orach HaShulchan. Orach HaShulchan asks, we're benching the moon, we're being Mekadosh the Levana. Why are we benching the Levana? There's many galaxies in the sky, there's many stars. Why are we benching the moon more than any other stars? It's the smallest star, besides one. Why are we benching this one more than any other? So the Levush writes that this bracha is because we see the moon the closest, we see the power of Hashem, because there's no other star that's closer to us, that we see the movements of as much as the moon. And we see it going round making a circle each month. We see it going round the earth each month. And that is like a Kabbalah Pnei Shechina, which we see the greatness of Hashem's Bria. And he says also, there's a story that's Meramas to the Shechina, the moon is Meramas to the Shechina. The Orach HaShulchan explains it a bit more. And he says that it's the, as we said before, it's the closest star to the earth, which he says is 43,000 pulsar. I can't remember the English dimension. The one in is
238,000 miles from
here. Right, 238,000 miles. Not so far. It's very far. But it's not terrible compared to the others. And we see and we feel the difference which the moon makes to the earth every month. We feel the difference in light. We see the difference in light. Therefore, it's most appropriate that we make a brocha on the moon. He adds on that Klal Yisrael are compared to the moon, and just like the moon hasn't got any light in its own right, any light it has is reflected off the sun, so too Klal Yisrael don't have their own light, their light is reflected from Hashem, which comes through the Torah, and just like the moon is dark and it gets light, so too Klal Yisrael have dark times and they have light times as well. With this, he explains a pshat in the brocha of Kiddush Levana. We say, "V'lalvana omar shetischadish atheres teferes lamusay voted shehemasidim neschadish kemoisa." That to the moon, we say that the moon, the crown of the moon, will in the future become renewed like the moon. So just like the moon, during the days when it's lacking, we see the dark. So too. And the opposite, and we see the reflection of the sun at other times, so to Klal Yisrael, we reflect Hashem's light sometimes, and when we have hard times, then there's a lack of it. For all these reasons, Klal Yisrael were accepted the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, besimcha. Now there's one very interesting question, which I saw very briefly. The Ali Rabbah asked, why don't we make Shechiyonu on the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana? So first of all, he says he brings the teretz that anything that we do every 30 days, we don't make a brocha. Yeah, like we see the sea every 30 days, we don't make a brocha. If it's more than 30 days, then we make a brocha. So too, there's no chiddush by saying it every 30 days, and therefore we don't make a brocha. Right, but we don't make the brocha. Yeah, it depends. Sorry?
It's not 30 days.
So that's why we don't make it. Yeah, but when we make Kiddush Levana is every 30 days. So therefore, sorry?
First month you made it at Kimmel Chodesh, second month you made it at Haile Chodesh, you have more than 30 days.
Right, so I guess it's turning on the Zman, not when you personally make it.
It could be less than 30 days, but easily between one and the next, couldn't it?
Right. Right. Right, so it sounds like according to his pshat, it's going to according to when there's man is, not when. Because I was thinking also, what happens if a person misses it 1 month? Yeah? So then he should make Shechiyonu. So it must be this is a pshat, that there's man of the mitzvah is less than every 30 days. He brings another text from the Sefer Tanya that we don't need to make a bracha on Shechiyonu because we're anyway making a bracha on its chiddush. That's the whole bracha is on the chiddush of the Levana.
It is 13 days. Do it in the 14th,
yeah? Yeah.
Next month you do it again in the 14th, so it's
30 days. Right, so it must be, it depends on the, there's a time frame when you can say it, and in between one time frame and the next, there's less than 30 days. So I'd like to talk about the start time of Kiddush Levana and the Sof Zman Kiddush Levana, which is why I've given out a luach. I want to, I find that, I feel there's a lot of things we can learn from the start time, which let's first look at the start time. The Mechaber tells us that Ein Mevorchin Oleha, we don't make a brach on Kiddush Levana, Ashi Yavru Shivas Yomim Oleha. Until 7 days have passed from the Moilad. Now, the Moilad is the time when the moon actually renews itself. Now, that is a very specific time. We'll discuss that soon. But let's just speak about the 7 days. Why 7 days? Where does 7 days come from? So the Levush explains the reason is that the idea of making Kiddush Levana is when we benefit from the light. The prime time, the prime light of the sun comes after 7 days. Therefore, it's most appropriate to make the bracha at that point. I agree, after 3 days you'll see it. But that's only a very slither, it's a very thin, it's a very slim sun. If you wait till a few days later, you'll have proper light, and then it's most appropriate that we will benefit from that light. The Mishnah Berurah brings, we know that a lot of people don't wait for 7 days, right, after the Moilad. So the Mishnah Berurah brings that many Achronim argue with this. They hold that once 3 days has passed from the time of the Moilad, you can already have some benefit from the light, and therefore, it's appropriate to make the bracha after 3 days. And he says, "Ein lahachmitz mitzvah, you shouldn't delay the mitzvah." He says, what about Motzei Shabbos? So we'll discuss Motzei Shabbos in detail a bit later. But the Mishnah Berurah at this point says that if 3 days is during a weekday, then it's a good thing, it's a nice thing to wait till Motzei Shabbos. But he says that even having said that, there's many Achronim who argue, the Vilna Gaon argues, there's other Achronim who argue, they say it's not Kedai to wait, and therefore anyone who does it earlier definitely has who to rely on, especially in the winter, especially with the rainy seasons. Hazor is Lekadesh, Hareza Meshubach, someone who does it early, he is praiseworthy. So that's the start time. There are a lot of people, especially amongst the Hasidim, they generally wait till after 7 days. The truth is that from a personal point of view, I usually try and wait for 7 days, and I think in the last 12, 13 years I've only missed once. Yeah, so it is, from my experience, I haven't majorly lost out from it. But there are a lot of people who make it after 3 days. So that's the start time. So if you look at the luach in front of you, not yet, but I just want to speak about the end time, then we'll look at the luach, we'll do both together. I want to make the cheshbonus, because when we come now to the end time, then there are calculations to make. When can we say Kiddush Levana till? So the Mechaber tells us that we make the bracha of Kiddush Levana until 16 days from the Moilad. And not including 16 days, up till 16 days. That means till the end of 15 days from the Moilad is the time when you can make Kiddush Levana. So if you look at the top, if you look at the top of the paper, you'll see in handwritten on the right hand side, you'll see Mechaber 15 days. Yeah, that is the Mechaber that we just said. Now the Ramah is not happy with this. Let's just explain just briefly where the Mechaber's shitter of 15 days comes from. The Mishnah Berurah says that since 15 days has passed, so the light of the moon is going to start subtracting, and therefore there's no chiddush anymore. We're making a bracha on the chiddush alavana, on the newness of the moon. But from that point, there's no newness, so it's not appropriate to make the bracha. The Levush explains a little bit more, and says that every day from the beginning of the month till the end of the 15 days, there's increasing in light every day. From that day, from the end of day 15, it goes down every day until it reaches the end of the month. And our bracha is on the newness, the increasing of the light, and therefore it's not appropriate that we should make the bracha. Therefore, according to what we've said, according to the Mechaba, it would come out that if the Moilad is in the middle of Sunday, then you're allowed to make Kiddush Lavana on Sunday night. Because there's still 15 days from... There's still 15 days. The Ramah, however, argues, and the Ramah comes along and says that he says Ein lekadesh, you shouldn't make Kiddush Levana ela ad chatzi, only until half of 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim, which is 29 days, 12 hours, and 44 minutes. So if you half that, half of 29 days is 14 and a half. Half of 12 hours is 6 hours, it's 14 and a half, plus 6 hours, it's 14 days and 18 hours, plus half of 44 minutes, which is 22 minutes. So if you look by the Ramah, you'll see, and what I've handwritten at the top of the page, it says Ramah is 14 and 3 quarters, in brackets underneath 18 hours, because it's 12 hours plus 6 hours, and then there's 22 minutes. So that is the Sof Zman Kiddush Levana, according to the Ramah, is 14 days, 18 hours, and 22 minutes after the Moilut. So, obviously, we have a Machalikas Mechab and Ramah, we're passing it according to the Ramah. So, when we start making the Cheshbonos, we just have to be careful of these exact times of the Ramah. Where does this man of half of 29 days... 12 hours come from, because a month is 29 days, 12 hours, and 44 minutes. We can't, it's not practical to make a month every 29 minutes, and we can't start making a shchedesh exact minutes, so we round it up to a day, therefore we have to, 29:30 to make sure that things work out. But as far as making Kiddush Levana, that amount of time from the Moilad is the exact time when the moon renews itself. That's the time when the light is not visible, because this is the exact time when the moon is back to square one. So obviously there's no light. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, you can only see the light of the moon a day and a half after the Moilad, a day and a half after the renewing of the moon. Now, so let's now take a look at the Luach. So if we look at the first page, if you look on Shabbos Chai Sora, where they write the Moilad, in order that when by Mavorach and Achodesh we should be able to call out the Moilad, it says there that the Moilad is Yom Dalad, which is on Wednesday, Shah 7 Baboika, 7 o'clock in the morning, 18 minutes and 7 Chalokim. That is the Moilad. Now, I wrote that on Wednesday, yeah, the Moilad is 7:18 a.m., that is when the Moilad is. If we count 3 days from there, so Thursday is 1 day, Friday is 2 days, and Shabbos is 3 days. So Shabbos morning, 7:18, is already the day three, when according to a lot of shittas, you can make Kiddush Levana. So if you look at where I've circled underneath, it says Gimel Shleimim is Motzei Shabbos, because the 3 days is 7:18 in the morning. Well, we know that we don't make Kiddush Levana in the morning. The first appropriate time to make Kiddush Levana is Motzei Shabbos. Let's move on now to, let's count another 4 days till the following Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday of Parshas Vayetze. Yom Zayin, again, is 7:18 in the morning. So if you look at what it says there, it says Zayin Shleimim, Yom Dalad Be'erev, on Wednesday evening, Kiddush Levana is at the start of the night. There's no restrictions because Zayin Shleimim finished 7:18 in the morning. We're going to come to that. Very good. Now, so if you look there, there's a piece of just useful information there. It says Shkir Salavona is 12 o'clock. That just happens to be a piece of information that we shouldn't start looking around for the moon after 12, because it's gone, you will not see it. Let's move over. So that is the start time of Kiddush Levana. Let's go now to Parshas Vayishlach, which is the Sofzman. So So if we make a cheshbon that with 7:18 in the morning, yeah, 14 days from Wednesday, 7:18 a.m., is 2 weeks later. On Wednesday, Yud Gimel Kislev is 7:18 a.m., that's 14 days. We need another 18 hours, that is, so we'll take it 7:18 p.m., that's 12 hours. If we count another 6 hours, that takes us to 2:18 another 4 hours? Israeli time, very good. So the Moilad is always Israeli time, it's the time of Yerushalayim. The time that we call out on Shabbos Mevorachim is Israeli time. Therefore...
genuine Israeli time, not the Israeli clock at 21 minutes.
Right, okay, we're going to come to that soon. Yeah. Yeah. So therefore, it comes out at 1:18 a.m., and like Reb Dovid Moshe is saying, that really, the Israeli time is 21 minutes difference, because the clock is fixed according to Cairo. We don't have a time zone every time it changes 10 minutes. So really, Yerushalayim time is 21 minutes difference, but let's not leave out the 22 minutes, which is the half of the Moilad. So therefore, we're basically on target. Yeah, so it's 7:18, and here's 1:19, so that we've taken care of the minutes. Right? So that's Chodesh number one. Let's turn over a page to Parshas Miketz. Yeah, Shabbos Chanukah. So the Moilad, it says on the previous Shabbos of Orchim, Parshas Vayeshev, it says the Moilad is Moilad Yom Hei, Thursday evening, Shah Hei, 8 Be'erev, it's 8 o'clock in the evening, 2 minutes and 8 Chalokim, so it's 8:02 p.m. That is the Moilad on Thursday, Chof Ches Kislev. Right? They can sometimes happen. The Moilad is 2 days before Rosh Chodesh, like in this case. We don't have time to go into that now. But that's quite an extreme case, that it's so long before Rosh Chodesh. Yeah? Let's fast forward 7 days from Thursday, Parshas Miketz, to Thursday, Parshas Vayigash. So the Moilad was 8:02, sorry, to Sunday, Parshas Vayigash. Yeah, which is 8:02. We have to take off the 2 hours. Should really be 6:02, but minus the 21 minutes is 5:40 or 5:41. It should be. Sorry. Right. 8 o'clock Shabbos morning. Ah, Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos, yeah, sorry, yeah. This month that we're looking at now? 8:02, right, yeah. This is Luach. Yeah, okay, so that's Gimel Shleim. Let's move another 4 days. Again, the same Cheshvan, it's 8:02 p.m. So it should, according to, if you take off 2 hours and 21, that gets us to 5:40. Yeah, let's move on to Sof Zman Kiddush Levana. The next week, Parshas Vayechi. So 14 days from Thursday, Parshas Miketz, to Thursday, Parshas Vayechi, is 8:02 p.m. plus 16 hours. Comes to, 8:02 p.m. to 8:02 a.m. and then another 4 hours is 12:02 midday. We can't do Kiddush Levana during the day, so it should really be Friday night. It's all Thursday night, because we have to finish Friday midday. Let's move on to, we're going to come to Shabbos. We're going to come to that soon as well. We're going to come to that. Let's skip over one page. Let's move over to... okay, we're running out of time. Let's just move over to Shvat, the end of Shvat. Let's move on to Parshas Mishpatim, yeah, which is the next month coming. The Moilad is, if you look on Shabbos, Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Shkolim, the Moilad is Moilad Leil Beis, Shor 9 Be'erev, Sunday night, 9:30 in the evening. So Sunday night is the Moilad from Parshas Terumah. 3 days later is minus 21 is really 7:10 in the evening. That's what it says. Gimel Shleimim is 7:10 p.m. It happens to say the Shkir Zalavona, the moon sets at 8:41. That's just a practical piece of information. If we fast forward another 4 days, on Sunday it says Zayim Shleimim 7:10 in the evening. Again, that's just the same thing, minus 2:21. And if we look at Soisman Kiddush Lavona, it takes us to Sunday, Yud Beis Adar, Ta'anis Esther. We could really do it till 1:30, because 9:30 is really 9:30 a.m., which plus another 4 hours is plus another 4 hours is 1:30 p.m. And if you look at Sosman Kiddush Levona on Sunday, it says Kol Leil Beis, the whole Sunday night you can do Kiddush Levona. When can we do? So now we're going to come to a case of Friday night. If you look at Parsh Vayakel Pekudei, it says there that the Moiled is Tuesday, 10:14 in the morning. That is the following Tuesday, Parsh Vayikra, 10:14 a.m. Yeah, one Parsh Vayikra now. 3 days later is really Friday morning, but we don't do Kiddush Levona on Friday morning, so it's really Friday night. But again, like you said before, Friday night we also don't do Kiddush Levona, so that's why it says Gimel Shleimim is Motzei Shabbos.
Yes, if it's the last night, or in the last
oh, very good. We're going to come to that.
Some years ago, was it actually the last night? But it ended sometime
Motzei
Shabbos. This was our last complete night.
Right, very good. So let's... So let's put the luach away for the minute. Let's just talk about this question: when is the latest time that we can do Kiddush Levona? If let's say we've missed it, so I want you to open the first page. You'll see there's an arrow at the bottom of the first page. Now, someone told me that, which is this past time for Kiddush Levona, they realized the soft man Kiddush Levona was 12 o'clock midday on Friday. Now the question was, his child realized Friday night after Mariv, they had not yet said Kiddush Levona. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And his question was, can he say Kiddush Levona at that point? So this way it comes in to know where the cheshbonis come from. If you look on the luach says, Seif Sman Kiddush Levona is Thursday night. Right? So if you miss Thursday night, that's it. You can't say Kiddush Levona anymore. But let's just work back to the calculations. According to the Ramah, it's half of 29 and a half days. According to the Mechaber, however, he said it's till 15 days. When does 15 days take us till? 15 days takes us till 8:02 p.m. Right? If we would go according to the Mechaber, then you would be able to say Kiddush Levona till 8:02 p.m. But let's not forget that 8:02 p.m. is Israeli time. So it's really 6:02 p.m. minus 21 minutes is really 5:40. Right? So if he had not yet said Kiddush Levona by 5:40, are we allowed to rely on the Mechaber in this case? That's the question. So, I just want to... Could be, yeah, could be. But I'm talking about Ashkenazi now, yeah? Ashkenazi have this question. Is his child allowed to say Kiddush Levona? So the Bi'ah Halacha brings, on this Mechaber, where the Mechaber says till the end of 15 days, he says that the Knesset Gedoyle brings from some Forshim that even 16 days included, because the Mechaber's words were that Eim Avorchen ad Tes Zayin, but V'loy Tes Zayin Bechlal, doesn't include day 16 till the end of day 15. So he says that B'di'eved, if someone hadn't made Kiddush Levona and it's still day 15, but it was after the Ramal's time, it was after 29 and a half days, who says that you can make the bracha as normal. What happens if you realize after 5:40, that's already more problematic. The Bialocha says that the Yevet, if you haven't, then you should make it without Shem of Malchus. You should just say Baruch Melech HaOlam without saying Hashem and Akeinu. So that this mamash depends on knowing exactly what is going on. There's an interesting tshuva from Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer brings in a tshuva, Simen Kuf Beis, that there was a case. Someone wrote to him with a tshuva. There was a case in Chodesh Kislev where the moon got covered, and in that kehillah there was a lot of people, unfortunately, who had the machla of cholera, and it was rampant in that kehillah, and they didn't manage to get control of the machla, and unfortunately, in a different kehillah, there were a lot of people nifta from it. People in this particular kehillah were very nervous, and they were particularly worried that the levana was covered, and that it's a bad siman, there's bad things going on here, and maybe we're all going to end up like they did. And on night 15. As the case that we just said, they saw the Levana. It was a little bit covered, but it was slightly visible, and some people managed to say it, most people didn't, it got covered again, but because people were getting very nervous, because of their medical situation, they did see it later on. And the interesting thing, he says that it's Yodua from the doctors, that at the time of a Magefa, Generally, people shouldn't get worried. People shouldn't have daigas, because if they have daigas, that can take it out of them, and chas v'shalom things can happen, which is well known nowadays. But the Chasam Sofer already said this, and therefore they paskin to them that on day 15 they can still say Kiddush Levana. This Rav wants to know, did he paskin correctly? So he passed for them, they're allowed to say it because of the medical situation. So many hundreds of people said Kiddush Levana, and there was Somach Simcha Gedoyla. He wants to know, did he pass him correctly? This Rav wrote to him that he relied on the Shorei Knesset Gedoyla, which we just brought from the Bialocha. The Bialocha writes that... he says, it's the beginning of the Bi'aloch, he says, I'm a Knesset Gdenish Shehevi Mixen Meforshim, the Gamtah Zayim Bechlal. Even though the Mechaba said you cannot include day 16, the Shiori Knesset Gdenish says you can include day 16, and that is Mashman Sam Rishonim, the Adrama says this, and therefore, that's why this Rav Paskin like this. But if we have time to come to the Chasam Sofer, we're running out of time a bit, then maybe we'll come back to it a bit later. The Bialocha brings a very interesting Noidi Behuda. The Noidi Behuda says that what happens if someone did not realize that they are not said Kiddush Levana, and they were in the middle of Shema, and the Sof's man was about to come. Are they allowed to stop saying Shema and say the Levana? There was no Levana till now, they didn't manage. Says the Noidi Behuda, if they would wait till after Kriya Shema, or even Shemona Esra, they would miss it, they can stop, say the Bracha of Kiddush Levana, and then carry on Shemona Esra. Masiv Chiddush. Milo Shemun Esra. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. But he says that Lamaisi, you should only say the Bracha, the Psukh, and everything else, you leave till later. But I thought that was a big Chiddush. Let's move on to talk about when the moon is covered by clouds. The Mechaba says that we can only make Kiddush Levana at night when the moon is shining and we're benefiting from the light. The Levush explains the reason is that since the whole idea of making the Kiddush Levana is because we're benefiting from the light, it's a new moon, therefore only if we have the light. If you don't have the light, it's not appropriate to make the bracha, even though you know that the moon happens to be there. In addition to this, we only make the bracha at night, to come back to Yorshaila before, we only make the bracha at night because the moonlight is strongest at night, not during the day, because like we all know the Nusach, Shragi Betira Mayahani, the candle during the day, it doesn't help anything, so moonlight as well during the day, it doesn't help. Now this is very relevant, because sometimes you go out, you leave home early in the morning, and you see there's a moon out, I haven't said Kiddush Levana yet. But Lamaisa, that's the halacha. What about bin Ashmosh? So the loss on the Mechaba was in the Kaddish HaChodesh Ela Balayla. The Mishabura says that Ela Balayla is coming to tell you that you shouldn't make it bin Ashmoshes. Even though the moon is visible, you can benefit from the light a little bit. It's not good enough. And you have to be careful. Now this is relevant, especially people who daven Maariv early, daven Maariv after plague. You come out of shul and you see the Levona, you've got to be careful not to make Kiddush Levona till after Nacht. I think it's till Net. After Alois. After Alois is also relevant. Yeah, you can't say it. Because from Alois is already... I think it's classes. I think it's got to be Vaday Lailo. I think from Alois is already, the people that are in Shachar is from Alois. Yeah? I think it's classed as night. I mean, it's day, yeah? People can be down in Shachar if it's during the night. Yeah? It's the start of the day. So, Bin Ashmosh is also, you can have Anor. But the Maisa the Machaba says, Aim a catching at a Balailo. Yeah?
In this case, very possible, Mechaba means dark enough to have a no problem for the moon.
There's two things. The Mechaba says two things. Ein mekachin ela balayla, be'eit shalavon ha-zirachas, v'neni me'oiro. So there's two things.
In the morning, the time when you are allowed to have a shachas already, it's still dark enough to have a
no problem.
Yeah, but you need both. You need layla and neni me'oiro. Yeah? Otherwise, ben ashmoshes would be good. Yeah, ben ashmoshes is not good, right? Okay. The Mishabura says that which the Mechaba says then in Me'oira is when the light of the moon is visible on the ground. Therefore, there's a well-known halacha that if the moon is covered by clouds, it's not nenim me'oiro, or not benefiting from the light, and therefore, you're not allowed to make Kiddush Levona. If, however, there's a thin cloud where some light is visible, you can have a nenim me'oiro, you can benefit from the light, then it's appropriate to make Kiddush Levona. If you started, as we know, if you started to make the bracha, then it got covered, then it's okay, you can finish the bracha. If you estimate that during the time it's going to be covered over, then you shouldn't start making the bracha. Let's move on to Shabbos. The Mechaba says that, or the Ramah says rather, that you shouldn't make Kiddush Levona on Motzah Shabbos, which falls on a Yom Tov. Shavuos can fall Shabbos Sunday. So if we have a Yom Tov on Sunday, you shouldn't make Kiddush Levona on Motzah Shabbos, even though we know that Motzah Shabbos is a good time to make Kiddush Levona. We'll come to that soon, hopefully. The Levush explains that interesting reason that Kiddush Levona is a simcha, because it's like accepting, it's like going to greet the Shechina, and therefore, Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, we don't want to mix the simcha of Kabbalah B'nei Shechina with the simcha of Yom Tov. The Mishabruah says on the Ramah that if we don't do it on Motzah Shabbos, which falls on a Yom Tov, Kol Shekein, we don't do it on a Friday night. Frecht, the Haggah is on the Levush. Why don't you do it on Friday night? That's when a person is most prepared to greet the Shechina. Yeah, a person is mekudosh, is in a good frame of mind. I would have thought that's a good time to do Kiddush Levona. So there's many reasons for this. The Mishabura says... Mishabura himself doesn't bring any reasons. He just says Harbat Tamim Nemrabiz Alpi Kabbalah, and it seems that the most accepted reason is Alpi Kabbalah, because there's a few reasons which we'll discuss. The Bach, it happened this year in actual fact. Sukkos, first night Sukkos, it was quite tight this year, especially some people wait till after Yom Kippur. There's also a discussion, we don't have time for that today. if you wait till after Yom Kippur, you've only got 5 nights till Sukkot, then especially here, it can get tight. First night Sukkot, someone told me, saw the Levana first night Sukkot, and there's a Mefurash Bach. The Bach says as follows, in the year Shatz, 400 years ago, there was no Levana or Motzei Yom Kippur. After that, there was no Levana till first night Sukkot, and we make Kiddush Levana on first night Sukkot. Yeah, Mefurash Bach. And he says, there's a reason that it's as if we're going to greet the Shechina, as if you're going to greet something in the Malam Yasara, as if you're going out of the Tchum. That's only a reason, L'chatchila, Avada B'dieva, you don't need to worry about such a reason. On first night Sukkot, you can't make it after that. That's the last night. Avada, you can make Kiddush Levana on that night. So that's one reason why we wouldn't make Kiddush Levana on a Friday night. Another reason, the Shatzim brings another reason, an interesting reason. He says that we could get a person should be besimcha when he makes Kiddush Levana. It could lead him to dance. We do dance by Kiddush Levana, and we're not allowed to dance on Shabbos, even though dancing for a mitzvah is muta. He says this himself, Simchas Torah. Over there it's different, because that's we can't push away Simchas Torah. That is the day. Whereas over here you could theoretically do it before, then we shouldn't make it Friday night. Obviously, if it's the last night, then you would make it Friday night. Mechazita brings another interesting reason that we're worried that you're going to carry the siddur. Yeah, people don't know Kiddush Levana off by heart, you're going to carry the siddur. Like we find by Tashlich, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, we don't make Tashlich. Why do you make Tashlich? Because you might carry the siddur. So it's the same thing over here. Obviously, like we said, the Mishnah Berurah says this, that if it's the last night, and if you don't make it on Friday night or Yom Tov night, you're going to miss it, then you do it despite the fact that it is Friday night. There's an interesting point about looking at the moon. Yeah, the Mechaber's words when making Kiddush Levana is as follows, Toile Einov, hang your eyes, that means look at the moon, or mayasher raglav, straighten your feet, or mevorech ma'umet, and make Kiddush Levana standing. So the Shorei Knesset HaGdoila is medayek from the Mechaber, Toile Einov. That means you should look at the moon until for the whole Kiddush Levana. And the Shorei Knesset HaGdoila says that is the minik. Yeah, but the Maizel Mishnah Berurah brings from others from the Sefer Charedim that was very machmir from looking at the Levana, and it was only allowed you to look at the Levana until you finish the Brocha. Once you finish the Brocha, look away, because the Eli Rabbi writes it's like looking at a rainbow. Like we don't look at a rainbow just to make the Brocha, and then we look away. Similarly over here, the Magen Avraham brings the Shla even more, that we look at before the Brocha and we don't look back at all. What's the time? Is the time up? I just finish off with one Darkin Moshe. Darkin Moshe says that that Kiddush Levana is needs to be, as we said, needs to be besimcha. That's why we dance, and it has a big soid al pikabola. He says that it's all got to do with nisuin. Like a woman comes to her husband and has a chiddush to her husband every 30 days, so we too have a chiddush by the Eibishter every 30 days. Thank you.